The first one, yearning, is something that you don't learn from the teacher. It should not be done like that. Because if somebody will do it to you, it looks more like brainwash. That's where your personal will comes in. If you want to do this or not, this should not be imposed upon you. That's why mainly I believe historically they suffer. Even at the time that they were not underground and hidden and becoming the hidden sects, they didn't make the propaganda. The normal way of the masters was to put the barriers for the students. If you cannot pass the barrier, you're not accepted, but you have to prove yourself. You have to prove that you really wanted to do this, because the price you pay is really high. What is the price you pay? You become someone else. That's for sure. And Jean-Luc will tell you that, you know what? Let me tell you this. You sitting down here, you look like a peasant who goes downstairs to check the animals. The lion has eaten the cow and they need the place of the cow. Because then you go in and you start to do this to the back of the lion, and the lion would say, ah, if there was a little bit light here, if you knew what you were doing. This is at the beginning of book 2 when he's talking about this knowledge. And he says, this is what you do. Because you are playing with something that something is going to change you. You're going to lose yourself. That self is endangered here. You will have another one. And you don't know really the real thing. Yeah, you have some ideas about it. Anyhow, the first step should be completed before you come to the classroom. What is this first step when there is no classroom? That yearning, what is it? It's some flame in the heart. It's only a passion. It's only a feeling. That's why it could not be taught. It's not a matter of education. You should have this desire in your heart. We call it a burning flame. And if you have that, then you risk to take these courses. But the teacher, right at the beginning, needs all that flame and that passion to create the environment he wants to teach. So in that 34 first verses, he will put you in that situation. He will really burn the flame of, ignite the flame of love in the heart of everyone. That's why that 34 verses became so famous in Iranian literature that you cannot find an Iranian who doesn't recognize one or two verses of that. Everybody knows about it. And it's so marvelous. Maybe that's one of the reasons that I postpone it. I don't talk about it the first time. Because I don't know if, when it is at the first time, I don't know if I can handle it emotionally. Because I'll start to read it with all the flame, and I'll see your faces that nothing passes through. Yeah, even in Persian that I recite it very good and I try my best, it doesn't work. Because to feel it the way I feel it, you have to understand the entire book of Masnavi. That's when you understand it really. Because he's talking about that and that subject only. He doesn't bring any judgment in He doesn't talk about any topic. He talks about that flame in the heart. And he's talking about the difficulty of passing the message. And he refers to the, let's say, the biggest barrier for understanding myself. The biggest barrier to understand this book is you. You listeners. Because you receive these words and immediately you interpret it to something very easy to be understood. In your case, God knows what you do because it's done for you. Nicholson picked up one word to represent a family of words. All of you, you have seen the dictionaries. No matter what language, you open up, you choose one word, and you will find a couple of meanings. Sometimes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And if the subject and the topic is philosophy, God save the king. I hope you have the smaller version of the dictionary. If not, it will not finish. It goes on and on and on and on. Okay? Each word of this poetic language is like that. So Nicholson, choose one of those for you in English, and that will not do. Even the way it put together, the musicality will not do it. But we have to read it no matter what. Even if it doesn't click, at least you hear it. So we hear the first one. And for the first one, I don't give any explanation, nothing. I just listen to the English version of it. And I try to remember the Persian part of it, not to miss the emotion of it. But for the rest, we could do in two different ways. One is that I will talk about it at all. Then you will listen how Rumi said it. This is one way. The other way is we'll listen to Rumi, then I'll try to explain it that way. This he meant it like that. Normally in Persian I mix these two according to the topic. If what he's saying is clear enough to be understood at the first time, I read it first. But if the words are very archaic and the text is difficult and things like that, I'll do it other way. In here, I will try to do it like the first one, to try to explain things, hoping that maybe by this some of the words will sound differently in your mind. So I will talk a little bit about something, then you will listen to a great storyteller who is telling you a story to explain that. Do you have any problem with this one? No. So, first, let's hear the first page, that 34 verses. Remember, these are emotional stuff. He becomes emotional. He will say, I'm looking for someone who has this yearning in heart, who understands the pain of separation, then I could explain the feeling and the pain. Because he believes in this separation. We are separated. I talked about it last time, you remember? And I said, separation is the first important thing that you should have in mind, because this is what it is all about. Rumi will say, This is what happened to us. Separation. It happened to you, didn't it? You don't remember. You couldn't have started. Any guess that when separation is started?
Creation. Creation implies separation.
At birth.
Creation is a very difficult word. You know that I'm not very familiar with those, I don't know, Sufi terms and things like that. It happened.
The babies seem to be still connected, but as a child develops, slowly lots of adults will say no, this, no, that, and finally the separation takes a permanence.
Yes, but for real meaning of separation, we have to go back much more than that. If you don't use the word of creation and that difficult stuff, I say existence. With existence, separation started. Before the existence, everything is in nothingness. And you know there is a nothingness, and we'll talk about it and we'll understand it, and that nothingness was the largest universe we could imagine, right? The smallest is existence. It started with existence. Whatever exists is separated from the rest. That's how existence comes in. Then, some other form of separation. When the matters will take form and shape. Form and shape is separation.